Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Transformations with Elisa. Remember to dial us early to experience your own personal mini reading from Elisa. The number to call is 516-418-5651 to secure your place in line for always informative guidance. Our callers say she is spot on. We know you'll agree. Welcome to Transformations with Elisa.
Oh, that's my cue to say hello. And I'm so sorry, folks. I'm here. And Elisa is here. I actually just got off the phone with my mother-in-law. Anyway, Happy New Year, everybody. And Elisa, welcome back to the show in 2023. Our first show together is in prime time.
Happy New Year.
So how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. So this New Year is actually transformation time, and I see a positive ahead. So we just have to hold out a little bit. It's about stepping into your soul purpose and becoming. And that's what I feel the transformation is all about, coming ahead, is really standing in your power and your truth and doing your soul work, doing your purpose, if you do know what that is. And if you don't know what that is, you know, we've had 3 years of processing through discovery and then taking the steps to start healing and figuring out what it is that we need to do with our purpose in life, why we're here, what we're to do ahead for this coming year, and feel that we're in this place of gratitude, grace, and fulfillment. It's just, it feels really good. So it's taking people on that journey right now and having them see their truth and what they came here to be and do, and a lot of changes, shifts happening. I just see people elevating and, you know, figuring it out. So it's kind of a process, but it's like time is like right here, right now for the becoming. And that's what I see. So
and I'm right there with you, because I've been feeling and experiencing that transformation. And some, you know, I think for me, one of the biggest lessons I've learned is to remember that when I'm dealing with other people, it's not personal. They, you know, everybody has their own path to choose or their own path to walk. And just because some people choose differently than what I might want them to do, there's no right or wrong in that. It's just the way it is. And I appreciate you for helping me get to that point in some of our recent conversations.
Well, we're remembering that we are here to do purpose. And, you know, we have this conditioning that has happened along the way that keeps us kind of in this box of, you know, conditions and rules and things that keep us kind of small. And when you really stand in your knowing and your truth, and people out there are pushing back to keep you small, you know, it's about you really taking the power within yourself and doing what you know to be your truth, and do it from your moral compass and shine bright. And you know, it's hard to make that choice when we are so conditioned to go with a certain programming or pattern that isn't the healthiest for us. But we do it, whether it's tied to money or people or things, and realizing that, you know, to step away from all of that and just stand in yourself doing what you love to do, knowing what you love to do, it's empowering. And it's enlightening. And, you know, it's just to be change, you have to be the change, or to make change, you have to be the change. And it's not going to change until you make that choice to do so and take a step out of that box. But it's very uncomfortable or scary sometimes, because we're so connected to this conditioning that we have to do it a certain way or it won't work. And that's not true. I say do it your way.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. I find that whenever I feel uncomfortable in a situation or a relationship, that's Spirit's way of saying, move away from this. Because it's not supposed to be hard. We make it hard by going back on the ego.
Well, there's an energy vibration that's going on in a very powerful way right now, and it's creating separation, because if you're not in a high vibration, then you can't be with someone who really is in high vibration. And if you're in a high vibration, you can't be with someone who's in a low vibration. And there's this big separation. And all that means is that when people are stuck in certain energy patterns, if they're not doing the work to heal and release and come back more into an alignment with where you stand in yourself, then those people are going to fall away, and you're going to fall away from them. And you're going to align with the people who are on that frequency that is more aligned with your own truth and where you are in yourself. And that goes for all relationships. That's friendships, that's love relationships, that's, you know, in your everyday, even with, you know, people you work with. That's where that awareness comes in, to see where you are in the self work. And, you know, it's okay if people fall away. It's okay if, you know, you're not in alignment. And I think we got so attached to feel that if people fall away or we're not in alignment with them, that, you know, we are not worthy somehow. And when you really focus on the frequency and where you stand in yourself, you know, I always say you can only love others where you love yourself. And, you know, when you stand on that frequency of a heightened frequency, it's amazing when other people show up and they're speaking your language. They're speaking the same things that you see, that you feel, that you know to be your truth, and it's all in synchronicity. And the ones that don't, they just don't get you, and they don't understand where you are, and they think you're either delusional or you're not understanding, like you've lost your mind because you're doing something different. And now it's like a big separation of, you know, consciousness going on. And I think people are starting to see that they have to do the self work, or they're going to fall away from the ones that have already done it. And so this is what's happening right now. But I do see this this power going on of people stepping into their own power, their own truth, their own knowing, reflection of that moral compass, and really connecting more to it. That's what I see happening. So it's just going through transformation once again. I mean, change takes time. We've been programmed our whole life a certain way, and change takes time. And when we are aware of certain things, you know, that we are to change, then we step back and we just become the observer to the self. It's funny because this came to me the other day. I was thinking, you know, I'm always loyal, like, to other people. And then I felt like I got my own message and it said, well, why not be loyal to yourself? And,
you know,
we were always...
That's true. And you said something a few seconds ago, about love your neighbor as you love yourself. And that goes right back. If you don't love yourself much as you can, and if you don't love yourself without condition, then you can't love others the same way. That you can only get what you give. And if you don't have it to give, then that's where the self work comes in.
I mean, the self work's a lot. It's a lot. It's continuous. It's a continuing cycle. I mean, every day you have to work on yourself, really, and make sure your filter's clear and, you know, you're reflecting and, you know, aware of the changes, the shifts that are taking place, and being more open to surrender and allow things to happen than to control them to happen. It's just a different way of being in existence. It's just trusting and, you know, knowing that you're stepping into yourself and doing what you know to be your truth. And that's not easy to do, because it's kind of in the uncertainty. It's, you know, it's connecting yourself to you and not other people, and going out there and doing your purpose. So
yeah,
this is what
and, you know, one thing that I've noticed one thing that I've noticed with the people that have fallen out of my life, it seems like for every one that slips away, there are two or three, sometimes four, people that are on my vibration that come into my life very shortly after.
Yes. But also the ones that are falling away, they're removed for a reason because they have to do the self-work. It doesn't mean they're not coming back. Some aren't.
That's right.
But there are some that will. And so the ones that really work on themselves, you know, sometimes we have to step away and allow them to do the self-work because it's not healthy to allow ourselves, once we've done the work, to go back and lower ourselves to be in their energy field. They have to really heighten to be in ours.
And yeah, I know where I was. I know where I was even as recent as 5 years ago. I don't want to go back. And I've come a lot farther than that. But I don't want to go backwards for anybody.
We do go backwards, though, to revisit the patterns and be aware of what we chose to do and how we chose to live in it. You know, we do go back. We go back into when something triggers, to go back into patterns of behavior or how we're going to handle something. And it's actually when awareness steps in and says, well, that never really worked for you. So how are you going to choose to do it different now? And that's how you reprogram yourself. Are you going to engage in the old behaviors and patterns that were not healthy, or are you going to step back and disconnect and stand holding space and unconditional love to allow yourself to shift and align with your truth of what does work? And that's part of growing. That's part of, you know, being in a space that's healthier. And then the right people do show up. And like you said, it's not just one. It's like there are so many, and you think, where have they been like this whole time? They just come up to you. It's like it's when you're on a certain vibration, it just becomes the law of attraction, you know, for those people to be there with you. And they see through your own. It's weird. It's like what you see through your eyes, they see through their eyes, and it's they speak the same language. That's all I can say. You know, it's like they'll say things that you think people don't understand, but when they speak it, you do understand each other very well.
Yes. Well, so, I'm going to say, you know, we've been on the show for a couple minutes now, a little longer than normal with the lesson because I got involved. And you know how it is when Mary gets involved, it always goes off on another tangent. But we have some long-time familiar names waiting to talk with you. And I want to say, first of all, Happy New Year to everybody who's waiting, and thank you for patiently waiting for us. And would you like to take the first caller, Lisa?
Sure.
It's going to be our friend Patricia. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, ladies. Thank you so much for taking my call, and Happy New Year. I am grateful to be here, certainly, amongst the living. So I thank God. I thank the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, truly. And thank you, ladies. I'm happy to be here with you also.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. And I see a lot opening for you in your path. Like it's going to be one door opens, another two open, another three open. If you're ready.
Yes, I am. I am so ready. That's what I was going to ask you.
I would tell you, relax, enjoy your moment of quiet, because it's going to be a little chaotic for a while once you step into your power. And it's coming real fast. I just see opportunities, planted seeds, everything starting to grow. And it feels like it's all coming together at once.
So, love be involved in that? Elisa, do you see love? I just want to know if that, because that's part of what I've been putting out to, along with everything else coming together. Do you see that special love of my life connection?
Okay. I do see that there is somebody there. Now, I keep seeing the number 7, so I'm thinking it's July, okay? Because there is a journey you're going on that's going to take your time right now, and it's going to be a little hectic for a little bit. You're opening doors. It's almost like whatever you're building is going to be opening in different areas for expansion for you. I think you were, I don't know if you're starting something new and then you think it's only going to be a little bit, but I just see it exploding, like in a good way, like taking off and branching out in different directions. The love that I see coming in is put on hold for a little bit just because it would be a distraction for you.
Got it. Well, thank you so much again. I know there's others. Wait. Oh, okay.
No, I see it. Somebody around you, or somebody who's going to be around you through the business opportunities. I feel like it's someone you're going to actually do an exchange of business with in some way or form, and that's how you're going to meet.
Okay. I have been thinking about going into going into business for myself. I have subcontracted myself in the health profession, so I'm looking at maybe altogether doing something else different.
I see you doing it for yourself. And that's why I think whatever you're putting your intention with is going to open up in different directions. It's almost like you didn't expect it to take off the way it's going to take off. And it's going to happen fast, but it's going to be chaotic. But you're good for getting chaos.
Okay.
You keep yourself very well poised. So I would say jump into it, because you've been doing whatever you're practicing now. You could do it by yourself and be like, I don't know if it's a freelance or if it's like whatever it is. It's something you could do for yourself and still get paid.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like
thank
outside
you.
Sources for contacts from the profession that you're in. It's just going to expand in a different direction.
Well, thank you. So, I really appreciate that message. Confirmation.
Does that make sense with what you do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I just see you working for yourself. Like, you've worked for other people this whole time, but whatever you've learned, you can just make your own company out of it and get everybody to sign on with you. Do a service for them through your own. You've been doing it for years anyway. You might as well do it for yourself, you know?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Well, thank
That's
you so
I,
much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I
Have
love
a good
you, lady.
Oh, we love you too, Patricia.
Well.
Thanks for calling. All righty. Bye-bye.
I look forward to talking.
Okay, I'm going to bring in Catherine.
Catherine from New York.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Happy New Year. Oh. Hi.
Happy New Year. It's like a party here today.
Yes. Why not?
So there's some changes going on in your own personal life right now. And I just see a little bit of scattered energy, kind of like having to make choices, having to make decisions about which direction you want to take.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of stuck a little bit. That's like you're stuck, feeling like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So what I would tell you, okay, you know, you're in a holding pattern right now with a lot of aspects, different areas of your life. There's like a holding pattern. It's not bad. It's not good. It just is kind of like stagnant right now, like staying still. But I see things picking up for you in the beginning or middle of February. But it's almost like you're supposed to be doing a little bit of your self-work, girl.
Yeah. Building up my confidence, weighing my options, that type of thing, right?
Well, you're hesitant about having that. The power inside of you is not fully there yet. I just see you having choices to make, and you still kind of ask people, like, what do you think? And you need to know your own answers. And I just see you sitting with yourself in reflection and pondering about, well, is this going to be healthy for me? Do you think I'll like this? Am I going to be happy with this person? And should I keep these friends? And should I get this work? And there's a lot that you're asking yourself right now.
Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm.
The reflection
exactly
is done.
Right.
So this is what I would suggest to you. Okay? Write down your most important morals and values for you. And then take a look at what you surround yourself with, whether it's, you know, people and, you know, your family, your friendships, your coworkers, whatever it is. And see where people align, and even your choices, where it aligns with your truth. Because, you know, I just feel like you need to sit through and see what you're holding on to that's not healthy for you, because you're repeating patterns. And you know you need to make choices, but then you feel bad about it.
Yeah.
I feel bad if I'm letting go of Susie because she's not really good for me. And I keep telling myself, well, maybe she'll change, or maybe she'll... And right now, it's just about letting go of Susie. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, let go so you can start growing in yourself. And allow people that are not aligned with you to do their own self-work, but you need to do yours. That's what I'm seeing. Because you got to get stronger on yourself.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm sorry?
It's not like a permanent sever of people. It's just temporary for some and maybe permanent for others, but it's necessary for you.
Right.
Because you are learning to step into your own power and feel good without the guilt and feeling, you know, sad. And you're learning how to really stand in your truth without worrying about hurting other people's feelings, because sometimes you sacrifice your own feelings to just have people with you so you don't hurt theirs. Does that help you?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So it's just a time of reflection. And once you start practicing letting go of things that are not for your highest good, you're going to feel free. You're going to feel so much better. And then you're going to realize that there's people that are happier and healthier and add to your life in such a different, purposeful way that you had to make room and space for that to happen by letting go of what was just bringing you down. And a lot of those energies around you were bringing you down, and you were settling to have them with you just so you have the people. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I want to cast a new net of friends, a new network of friends. Definitely new support and new faces with work relationships, too.
Yeah, I see laughter coming into your life. And, you know, it's like a trade-off. Do you want to settle for pain and sadness, or do you want laughter in your life? And that's really part of your reflection, to sit with yourself and ask, do these people bring laughter to my life?
I could be here.
Right.
You know? That's kind of how I'm seeing it. So just take a look. Step back from yourself and all the situations that you're in with the people and everything, and just kind of go through a reset of reflection and allow yourself to be truthful. And if somebody is not for your highest good, just put them in, like, a column and just write down who is
aligned with you in a positive way and he's really not. And then slowly you'll make the changes. But right now it's okay to disconnect from pretty much everyone and just do your own soul work, okay?
Okay.
All right, do you have any questions?
I was wondering, yes, please, if you see Nelson and I in a positive work relationship.
I just see a difference of opinion, but yes, you can talk. Communication is very important between the two of you.
Okay.
I think sometimes you don't speak up.
Yeah.
And you kind of need to speak up because he's not a mind reader and he's not going to know what you're thinking. And then you kind of get upset with him when he makes a choice. And you're like, why would he think to do that? Well, you didn't speak up.
Right.
But you're learning to have more of communication skills and talk about things before there's a decision. Once that comes into play, I see better flow between the two of you.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I want to set up. We haven't had an in-person yet. Hopefully that will open things up.
Okay, it's communication.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much. Yes. Thank you, and happy blessed New Year to both of you.
Yes,
thank you,
and happy New Year to you. It was good to hear from you again, Catherine.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm going to see if Amala will answer her phone this time. Hi, Amala, are you there?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hi,
hello,
welcome
Amala.
To the show again. Happy New Year.
Happy 23 to both of you.
Yes.
Your energy shot up.
Yes.
I feel your energy is really a lot stronger, and you're getting your confidence to go forward with your plans, and you're like, this time, my resolution is nobody's getting in my way.
Yes.
It's good. It's good. I see you on a mission. So if you haven't started, I feel like you have started, but I feel like it's like you're planted on the ground real strong and you're just going forward. And that's what I see with your energy.
That's awesome. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Okay, so I just was wondering, this is specific. Do you see this person that I've been talking to, his name starts with a G? Do you see us rekindling our friendship, maybe going into a relationship, or is it I should time to move on with this person?
I see him in your energy field. I don't feel it's weak. I think it's middle of the road right now because he's coming towards you, but there's still a little bit of a gap there. That's kind of the vision I'm getting. So,
okay.
There's stuff he's processing through to see if he really wants to go through and be there with you, but he's kind of going through his own reflection right now.
Okay.
Because I feel like he's like, I don't know what I want. I don't know if I want this. But I feel there's a strong friendship there, for sure. Like, I do feel
okay.
friendship. And I feel the door is open for him to come towards you, and he's thinking more coming towards you than not.
Okay. So do you feel like it's January, February time or something later? I don't know.
I see him having to do a little more growth.
Okay.
I feel he's been asking you for guidance a little bit along the way, and you've been giving it to him. But he also takes a step forward and two steps back because when he feels like he has to do self-work, he has to step back and do the self-work.
Yes. He's an overthinker.
You're pushing a little bit.
Yes.
Well, when you're pushing a little bit, he kind of feels like, I don't know. He's processing.
Right, right. So would you suggest, would you think it's a good idea for him, me to contact him, or no? Just let him be.
I feel if you do contact him, just keep it surface, like Happy New Year.
Okay.
But I
you think he'll respond? Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I feel like April is when he's going to be more open to discuss things with you. I think he's just going through his healing right now.
Okay. So is it better more towards Celine, towards just to let him be for another couple of weeks or something and let things settle and then say happy
you know
New
what's
Year?
Funny? You already know the answer.
Okay. Okay.
Because when you go to reach out, you've been hesitant to call. So just hold on for a little bit.
Yeah, because he's just not responding. So it's like tiptoeing around him. I'm all weirded out, you know? Like, it's just, it's very weird. It's very strange, you know? I wrote him a heartfelt letter, and, like, he didn't respond. This was back in November, you know? So
he's doing his self-work, and I do see him processing, though, coming towards you more than not coming towards you.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Can I have your website? What's your contact information?
You can go through yourbridgetowellness.com.
Is it on the description on Blog Talk?
It is, yes.
Okay, great. Well, I
will put it on there, but her Facebook page is already up there. But I'll put her actual website, too.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. I love talking to you. So I appreciate this. This is helpful. I've been tiptoeing a lot. I've been all weird. I think him doing his thing is making me all weirded out, and I'm not usually like that. So, yes, things will work out. Universe provides. I really have faith and trust. And, I feel very, very confident going back to square one, what you said. I feel really confident.
I just see with this person, you know, everybody's on their own journey right now, and some of them are not able to be where you are because you've done a lot of work for yourself. So it's like I said in the beginning when we started, you know, this show, it's like growing.
Yeah.
And if this person's meant to walk into your space ahead, he will. And if he's not, then he won't. And it doesn't matter because you can't settle for somebody who's not there with you.
Exactly. It's so true.
It doesn't matter. You know, even if he shows up and if he's not there with you, then he's going to bring you backwards. And you can't go backwards right now. You're on a mission going forward. I see you strong. I see you stable. I see you rooted. And I see good things for you. And the only way that to have an exchange of balance with somebody is to have somebody who's balanced in the exchange with you. They have to be on that frequency. And he, you know, you're strong and over, you're a lot sometimes for people who are not there with you. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, if they're not, if you're not, you know, if you're not lowering yourself, then you're too much for them because they're in a space that's not equal to you.
That's right.
Does that make sense?
It
all
makes
right, girl. We got some more
sense.
Callers.
It makes
yeah,
complete
so just
sense.
Be open to say if he's for my highest good, allow him to come back. And if not, then, you know, maybe you'll just be friends but somebody else will walk with you. So just open up for whatever is for your highest good.
I love that.
Okay?
That's going to be my affirmation. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
You take good care. Happy 23.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you calling, Amala. I'm going to go now to Donna from California. Donna's a longtime repeat offender. Hi, Donna. Happy New Year.
I love you guys. Happy New Year.
We're glad that you're here with us tonight.
Oh,
Donna, I feel like I need to hear from you. Something's going on with you in a good way, so tell me.
I'm just expecting good things. It's like, yeah, and I'm doing this intermittent fasting. I've been doing that, and that's good. Yeah, and yeah, wondering what, do you feel any changes for the for this year? Because I'm just excited about it. I don't know what's going to happen.
I feel like you're going to be on an adventure for a little bit. You might even relocate. I don't know if you're thinking about that, but I feel like that might be an opportunity ahead to make a choice to relocate and go where you really want to be.
Yeah, that's a possibility. That's where. Yeah. I might go to Hawaii.
There's opportunities that are going to show up and unexpected ones, and that's going to be a good thing.
Definitely.
I see you like so excited. I don't know. Are you going away for a little bit? Because I see you excited. You're like, little kid, like, I can't wait to go.
Well,
I don't know why. So maybe you're going to have a vacation or something coming up real soon.
Yeah, I think so. I was going to leave this month for Hawaii, but my friend's condominium in Waikiki is getting refurbished, painting floors, the building's being painted.
I see you going very soon on an adventure.
Oh, good. That's what I need. That was adventure, definitely. Let me get out and
meet
people.
It's going to be fun, too. I almost feel like you're going to relocate. I think I even told you that last time, if I remember, because I don't really remember what I tell people, but I think that's what I told you. So
yeah,
just be ready. I'm excited for you. I feel good things this year for you.
Oh.
I see good things for a lot of people, though.
You do.
I just feel that there's going to be a huge shift in a positive way, and it's going to be a celebration and just a happy time. And that's what I see coming ahead. For you, I see adventures, but I see three different places. So I don't know where else you're traveling to, but I see three.
Oh, I'm going to Idaho for my nephew's wedding. Good fiance there. She has a house, so all going to Idaho. We're gonna rent a big Airbnb
No, it's good for you. I see you having an adventure, and I feel like you're going to feel like you'll be good to be home when it finally comes to an end. But I don't know where home is. I don't know if you're going to leave where you are now and go stay somewhere else, but you're going on an adventure. That's what I see. Be ready. Okay.
It kind of went off. Oh, sorry. I kind of lost you there for a half a minute. It went off for a second.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so I see you on an adventure, and I see you leaving soon, and I see that you might even relocate.
Oh, okay. I like that. I've been here too long. I've been here like 17 years in the same apartment. I'm ready for a change.
Coming to you. And it's an unexpected opportunity. I don't know what that means, but something's going to happen. It'll be fun to hear the feedback once it does.
Yeah.
You'll be called definitely from a different person.
I'll definitely let you know. And you too, both of you have a wonderful year this year.
Thank you, Donna.
Your energy is like, I feel like you're so much more happy in yourself and
you
feel good.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm just happy, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. I feel like it's really full of smiles.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Just realized certain things. Acceptance and accepting things. And thank you.
And then going and having an adventure. So take a lot of pictures, make a lot of memories, write down some stuff to journal, because I feel like that will help you remembering the themes and everything. And it'll be good. It'll be a good trip.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. I'll let you know. I think it'll be soon.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations on the marriage and the wedding and all that.
Oh, okay, Lisa. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye, Donna. All right.
Bye.
Last caller for tonight is another familiar name, Rosemarie from New Jersey. Hi, Rosemarie. Happy New
Year.
Hi,
how are you? Happy New Year.
Good.
Hi, Rosemarie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You're going through some decision making, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
But I feel it's more for yourself. It's like self-help, self-love, self-choices, like things you want to do for that makes you feel good and happy. So I would just reflect on what it is that makes you feel happy. What it is you want to step back into that brings out that play and creativity in yourself. I just see you trying to open up to do something that makes you feel good. You kind of put everybody else first and you last, you know?
Yeah.
Can
you
hear me?
True. Yeah.
So.
True.
Step into trying new things and see how, you know, you like it. Like make a choice to maybe do like a different kind of a class, like a yoga class or meditation class or a painting, clay making, something that just brings some kind of fun to your life. Do you have a question for me?
Like I had some ups and downs and still have like at the point of I gave up on everything. Looks like it should have happened like a long time ago. So I guess relationship wise and long term, and if that is gonna happen or a better job or just let the relationship, I guess the, what am I trying to say, like the reality, it's not meant to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just see that you're having to learn how to have a relationship with yourself. And that's more important than having a relationship with other people right now. It's kind of like getting your joy back into your life and doing what you enjoy to do. So I think you're just going through trying to make good choices that would bring happiness back into your path.
Okay, cool.
I don't know. All right, so just step out of your comfort zone and try something new.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
You have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye, Rosemarie. Thanks for calling.
Bye. Thanks.
Well, that brings us to the end of our caller list. I am so excited, Elise, because everybody who called tonight has called before. They're repeat callers. And that just means the world to me. And I appreciate you all hanging in here with us and coming back over and over again. So I'm going to, unless Elisa has something more to say, I'll close out the show.
Well, we're good. Have a good night, Mary. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night, everybody. See you next Tuesday. Well, no, I'm not sure about next Tuesday. I have to discuss that with Elisa. But we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
We're happy
Bye.
You tuned in to Be Unique Radio's Transformations with Elisa. We hope her spirit-led messages touched your heart and transformed your day. Because this show moves with Elisa's busy schedule, remember to follow Be Unique Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio to be notified every time a new show is released, and for all the new releases from Be Unique Radio shows as well.